A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 13, verses 18 through 21. Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? To what can I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that someone planted in the garden. When it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches." Again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of dough was leavened." The Gospel of the Lord. Baking bread is wonderful. With just the right temperature in the water and just the right freshness to the yeast granules, the flour and water mixture will grow and grow into amazing shapes and sizes. Looking at the yeast as it begins to bubble in the water and tossing it in with the flour does not reveal what it is yet to be. Similarly, the kingdom of God is made up of just the right choices, seeds, beginnings, and hopeful attitudes. Is this our faith, that we take these steps never knowing how things will turn out? Is this what life really is all about? A large bush for the birds, a soft slice of warm homemade bread, a happy ending to a tentative experience? In today's first reading, Paul suggests that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us. So this too gives us the message of small becoming greater, of weakness becoming strong, of pain becoming liberating freedom and comfort. What are we waiting for? Shall we not begin to take the steps of hope, the scary but faith-filled choices, the planting of a tiny mustard seed or grain of yeast, the smile of friendship, the turning away from a sinful pattern? Yes, I say yes, and then wait, because either in this life or the next, the glory will be revealed in us.